FM Voice News, your global link.
PF urged to put house in order if it should be on ballot paper. Lake is concerned over low turnout of learners in Kalumbina. And Kenya faces deadly flooding with at least 108 people killed. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACCOT, Executive Director Arthur Muyunda, has urged the Patriotic Front, PF, to urgently resolve its internal conflicts if it hopes to participate effectively in the 2026 general elections. Speaking in an interview with RSA News in Lusaka, Mr. Muyunda said SACCOT remains concerned about persistent divisions within the former ruling party, which have continued since it lost power, noting that the organization has been engaging PF leadership in an effort to promote dialogue and unity. Mr. Muyunda warned that ongoing disputes within the PF risk undermining its chances of appearing on the ballot when nominations open ahead of the 2026 polls. Every conflict happening in PF delays them from being part of the parties that will be on the ballot paper for the 2026 general election, said Mr. Muyunda. He said the party has spent too much time engaging in internal wrangles rather than strengthening itself as a viable opposition, a development he said weakens the country's democratic process. Democracy is supposed to be driven by both a strong ruling party and a strong opposition, and the current situation in PF is not helping that, said Mr. Muyunda. He emphasized that SACCOT's interest is to see the PF participate in the upcoming elections, but cautioned that the current trajectory could jeopardize that outcome. As things are going, we are seeing them still embroiled in conflict, said Mr. Muyunda. Mr. Muyunda further called on the party to address any alleged external interference that may be contributing to internal confusion, urging PF leaders to take responsibility for the party's future, as they are the same people who will either destroy or build the party going forward. He has since appealed for dialogue among party leaders to find lasting solutions to the dispute. His remarks come in the wake of fresh tensions within the PF following the election of Makhebe Zulu as president of a faction aligned to Given Lobinda, the development which has reportedly triggered legal action from another faction led by Robert Chabinga. The Chinese government has donated 1,000 by 25 kilogram bags of mini meal to over 1,000 Nalolo flood affected households in Western Province. Chinese Ambassador to Zambia, Han Jing, reaffirmed China's continued commitment to supporting Zambia during emergencies and stressed its partnership in providing humanitarian support, especially during disasters such as floods. Zanis reports that Mr. Jing was speaking when he flagged off the relief bags of mini meal at the provincial administration offices in Mongu, noting that the support reflects the two countries' long, strong mutual understanding and bilateral relationship founded by the two nations. Western Province Minister Kapelo Mbangweta expressed gratitude for the timely support, stating that the donation will go a long way in alleviating the suffering of affected communities in providing staple food. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACES, has expressed concern at the low turnout of learners at Kisasa Primary School in Kalumbila District of Northwestern Province. This stems from a recent incident in the district involving a 46-year-old woman, Helen Kamtumbe, who was brutally killed by a mob. Speaking in an interview with RSV News, NACES Executive Director Aaron Chansa stressed that this crisis has the potential to destroy the future of learners involved. Leaders should ensure that parents who left their homes return without intimidating them, stated Dr. Chansa. Dr. Chansa has appealed to traditional leaders, provincial permanent secretaries and district education boards, DEBs, to come on board and restore peace, assuring learners and teachers of their safety. He urged the people of Kalumbila District to refrain from engaging in criminal activities that may threaten learning at the school.
So it's very, very important that even the police can be able to help the situation and make sure that sanity is brought to that area and allow schooling to continue normally. At the moment, it is very, very difficult for classes to continue. So we need peace, we need the assurance, and we need the parents to be brought back without any intimidation. It's very, very important that these learners can be brought back to continue their education.
18 women self-help groups in Lusaka and Rufunsa districts have been empowered with micro-grants amounting to 320,000 kwacha, by Life Initiative for Change, LIC, a non-government organization advocating for the rights of women, girls, youth, and other vulnerable populations. Speaking during the award ceremony, Lusaka District Commissioner Rosa Kayuni commended LIC for supplementing government efforts in improving the living standards of the people. Ms. Kayuni noted that through collaboration with stakeholders and community leadership structures, LIC demonstrates strong commitment to inclusive and community-driven development. The district commissioner explained that 11 groups out of the 18 are from Lusaka District, who received 225,000 kwacha out of the 320,000 microgrants. Ms. Kayuni added that the community-driven program aims at effective development and focusing on the local solutions, saying communities understand their challenges and are capable of developing practical and sustainable solutions. In African news, Kenya is facing the aftermath of several weeks of torrential rains and severe flooding that have now killed at least 108 people. The updated death toll was released on Saturday by the country's National Police Service. Flash floods that began on the evening of March 6 have caused widespread destruction across the East African nation, sweeping away dozens of vehicles, disrupting air traffic and damaging key power infrastructure. Authorities say more than 2,700 families have been displaced across the country. Coming up shortly, three Lebanese journalists killed in Israeli strike says broadcasters. Listen more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Three Lebanese journalists were killed in a targeted Israeli strike in southern Lebanon on Saturday, their employers have said. Ali Shoaib, a reporter for the Hezbollah-affiliated Almana TV, was killed in the town of Jezzin alongside reporter Fatima Toini and her brother, cameraman Mohamed Toini, both from the channel Al-Mayadeen, according to the stations. The strike reportedly hit the journalist's car just before noon local time, 10 hours GMT. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACOD Executive Director Arthur Muyunda, has urged the Patriotic Front, PF, to urgently resolve its internal conflicts if it hopes to participate effectively in the 2026 general elections. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia Nakes has expressed concern at the low turnout of learners at Kisasa Primary School in Kalumbila District of Northwestern Province. And Kenya is facing the aftermath of several weeks of torrential rains and severe flooding that have now killed at least 108 people. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook.